Hi, this is Space Kate, and we are still here at IAC 2018 with JAXA because it wasn't just the mascot landing that happened last night. There was a very, very interesting announcement this morning about another international collaboration between JAXA, CNES, and DLR. So that's Japan, the French, and Germany. And they're going to go to a Mars moon. Brilliant. I need to know more about this. So first, please, let me get you to introduce yourself.
My name is Yasuhiro Kawakatsu. I'm the project manager of the MMX study team.
So MMX, tell me, does that actually stand for something, or what is the full mission title?
Yes, Martian Moons Exploration. And that is the full name of MMX.
So this is something has this ever been done before? Has anyone actually been to one of the moons of Mars?
So there was tryout to explore the Martian moons by the Russian or the other countries, but the formal mission plan at this moment is only the Japan. And there are many the Martian explorer, and then there are some information taken by those the orbiter from the far distant, but the close the rendezvous, and in our case land on the moon and get a sample, come back to the Earth. This is the first trial in the world.
I mean, that's pretty amazing. I mean, there's only two countries that have brought a sample back from our moon. So you're talking about Martian moons, not our moon. What sort of difference is there between a Martian moon and an Earth moon?
Mm. So the size of the moon is quite different. Our moon has the diameter of about 3,000 kilometers or more. But the Martian moons, there are Phobos and Deimos, two moons, but both have the size of 10 to 20 kilometers. Size. So if it is not there, it is regarded as the minor body like asteroid, but it is orbit around the Mars, so it is called Martian moons.
So there's two of them. Are you going to manage to go to both of the moons, or do you have to choose one, and how?
Now we are planning to make the remote sensing observation of both of the moons, but the landing and getting the sample from one of them. We have studying mainly about the more difficult target, the Phobos. It is orbiting inside of the Martian orbit. But from the science point of view, there the importance is not so different.
Okay. And so this morning you announced this new collaboration with France and Germany. How are they going to work with you on the mission? Are you all working together, or is each partner bringing a different element? Mm.
So this MMX project, it has a very wide international collaboration framework. But what announced this morning is the very important one. We are going to carry the rover to move around the Martian moon surface, and that will be developed by the joint project of the CNES, the French Space Agency, and DLR.
So you're not only going there, getting some data from afar, and bringing back a sample, but now you're telling me you're also sending a rover.
Yeah.
And what do you hope to learn with the rover on the surface of one of these moons? Mm.
So the important thing is that we are to make the remote observation. That is that covers the all over the surface of the Martian moon, and that it works for the landing site selection. And we get the sample that is a very, very small particle of the Martian moons. So to connect this the far distance data, then we need the close observation on the surface. The rover provided by CNES and DLR plays an important role to connecting these two the far different but important data.
And when you bring a sample back, I mean, how big a sample can you bring from that distance? Because Mars is not exactly close. Mm.
So at this moment, we are planning to do the back the sample of more than 10 gram from each landing site. In case of the Hayabusa 2, that has the very important role, but the mass of the sample is about 0.1 grams. So what we are going to try this time is much, much larger.
And when can we expect this to launch? Is it far off in the future, or is this something that we can start getting excited about now?
Now we are proceeding the study to targeting the launch in 2024. The mission itself takes 5 years in total, so we will bring back the sample in 2029.
So that's quite a long time to wait. How do you stay so patient and when you're waiting for your science to see if it's going to be successful or not? Do you get nervous?
About five year mission time you're talking about, or the development?
Well, once you've launched and you're waiting all this time to see if it's going to land, does that make you worry?
Okay. So the important one thing is this is a long trip to Mars first. So it takes about 1 year to go to Mars and come back to the Mars from Earth. It takes another 1 year. So and then how long we are to stay around the Mars or the Martian moons is the next question. But due to the geometric relation between the Mars and Earth, we don't have the continuous the timing to go and back. Our choice was 1 year or 3 years. So we planned the operation prior to the landing, and we think that to choose carefully about the safety landing site or the scientifically important landing site, it takes the 1 year is too short to do that. Another one is that the opportunity to landing, it is very difficult, operations. So we want to wait for the good condition of communication, for example. And due to the distance from Mars and Earth, it takes the long minutes to send a command and get telemetry. The good opportunities comes in the middle of the 3 years. So after we arrive there, we take about 1 year for the preparation of the landing site selection with the global mapping and conduct the landing, the operation twice in the half year. And after that, wait for 1 year and we come back to the Earth.
I think you're more patient than I am. As soon as I knew my science was getting close, I'd want to know the results right now. But I wish you all the very best of luck. It sounds like an amazing mission, and I will be following MMX. Is this what we're calling it, MMX? Yes, I'll be following that for the future. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.